Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you. Welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. I'm always happy to have you and you. Amen. And we have a heart desire always is that we reach out to each of you and to get the desire to have the truth on the grassroots level from all listeners to share the biblical experience that we can grow thereby. Amen. The subject is the days of Lot is here. The days of Lot is here. Amen. We'll be taking scriptures from the King James Bible, Amplified Bible, the American Standard Bible. You know, we always teaches and preaches that, amen, you should know what type of Bible you have. Amen. And always these Christians are always studious the rest of our life. We live off the Word of God. We live off the Word of God. Jesus said, man should not live by bread alone, but out of every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Father, we thank you right now, O God, you said in your word, where two or three come together in Matthew's 18th chapter, 18th and the 19th verse, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for, Lord, that we are living by your directions, because your directions is pure. Amen. Lord, is not polluted with man politics, is not polluted with man desires, but it's your word. And we thank you for it. We ask you to bless it. In Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. The Doctrine of Truth is on the air. You can always go to our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. And we also, tonight, those of you who's coming in for the first time, amen, we will always, amen, give out your area code and your last four digits that you can come into the studio and share your biblical experience or whatever you desire. But we're not able to give you a grade for it, amen, any kind of record. But we're coming to, as God's word said in Proverbs, amen, iron sharpening iron. Amen. That a man with sharpening iron sharpens the countenance of his friend. When we come together, amen, we come in together to help upbuild one another, encourage one another. Amen. That's why we come in together in God's word. Amen. Because we don't know it all. It was 66 books in the Bible. Amen. 39 in the Old Testament. Amen. 27 in the New Testament. Amen. They had different authors. Amen. And God uses men. Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpening iron. So a man sharpening the countenance of his friend. Amen. So we come into maybe something that you missed, and you was looking to put it like a puzzle, putting it together and get understanding of what you have read. Amen. We're talking about the days of Lot are here. Amen. We're talking about Lot. Amen. This is Abraham's nephew. We want to read a little history. Amen. To set the stage here. Amen. As we go through. Also, you can find this program on www.blogtalkradio.com/Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. Amen. You can find us on the internet. Those of you can go back and you can shop. There are many more broadcasters are here. Amen. We're all coming together. Amen. All types to all 24 hours a day. You can pull up a program and share it with your friends or just you yourself. Wherever you're listening now, you can put your cell phone on or your computer on and share it with your neighbor, friends, or maybe a Bible study. Amen. But we all come in here to by electronic means, amen, sharing God's word, sharing God's word. It's not a mistake that you got here by mistake. No, the Lord knows. He lead and guide you, amen, in a special way. The day and time is so much noise out there, amen, always, amen, during the Jesus time and the patriarch's time. There always were those that disputing God's word. It started out in the Garden of Eden. God told Adam and Eve what to do, and the enemy came in and started disputing God's word. Amen. Trying to correct. No, God didn't mean that. And his whole world and his whole direction and motive was to confuse mankind, to get mankind to deviate from God's instructions. Because God's instruction brings life. God's instruction brings strength. Amen. So in the book of Genesis, amen, but we want to give a little history of Lot. Amen. We're looking at the history of Lot. He was the son of Haran and the nephew of Abraham. He was the son of Haran, but he was a nephew of Abraham. Personal history of Lot was Lot's father was dying, and he left him in charge of his grandfather, Terah, with whom he migrated to Haran. After the death of Terah, Lot accompanied Abraham to Canaan. And there he went to Egypt and back to Canaan. The flock the herds of the herds both increased so greatly. This Abraham and Lot, they flocks and the herds both increased so greatly that the land did not furnish pasture enough, and consequently, a dispute arose between Abraham, herdsman, and Lot, herdsman. And so Abraham said, well, we don't want to cause any kind of strife between each other. Amen. Just look out. Let's look out in the fields and direction, and we'll separate ourselves. Amen. So Lot, he looked out, and he chose the plain of Jordan and mixed, amen, his herd, and he went into Sodom. Amen. So Abraham was a godly man. Amen. You know, God called him and he left. Amen. He went to the land of Ur. God told him to get his family because he was involved in a lot of idolatry. Abraham, father-in-law, made statues of false gods. So God got him out of there. And he obeyed God. God had a reason for him to leave. Amen. He took his family with him. He took his family with him. Amen. So here we are now, and looking at, we're talking about the days of Lot, because the Bible spoke of this. Amen. Jesus spoke of this when he was talking about the end time. Amen. He says, the days of Noah and Lot, so shall it be when the Son of Man come. Amen. So it's very important that we observe what Jesus said. It's very important, amen, because God does not fight against us. God does not fight against his people. Amen. Jesus died on the cross. He rose from the dead. Why would he want to destroy his people that he died for? Amen. It doesn't make too much sense that, amen, you give your only begotten son, amen, your family, amen, then you turn right around and want to kill up everybody. Kill up everybody. Give them bad instruction. No, that's not the spirit of God. That's not the Spirit of God. God's words, amen, according to the book of Psalms, are pure words. God's words are pure words. Amen. There's nothing involved in what God says to trap you, to deviate you from life. Amen. He's there to help you. And the book of Psalms, the 12th division of Psalms, and the 6th verse, said, "The word of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of the earth, purified 7 times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walketh on every side when the vile men are exalted." Amen. God's words are pure. Amen. There's nothing involved in it that to destroy you. Amen. His words is given for our direction. So now we're going to look at the, amen, the atmosphere, amen, surrounding what was happening to Lot, what was happening in those times, in those days, amen. Because the Bible said in the days of Noah, amen, some wicked times going on. And we find it now, amen, and Lot was captured. Amen. He was captured. Amen. Abraham went out, and Abram went out, actually, and rescued it. Lot and brought him back. Amen. And as the time it goes on, amen, they begin to grow together. God began to bless them. And Lot seeked out to make the right decision. Amen. But the place that he was involved in, the atmosphere, the direction that he went into, amen, they were not good men. They were not a good city. It was not a good place. Amen. But the issue is here, amen, but God did not leave Adam, amen. He did not leave Abraham. He did not leave Lot because of Abraham. Abraham, amen, and God worked through Abraham, and God talked to Abraham, and here we are today, amen. God worked and told Abraham, amen, because of his righteous living, what was going to happen to the city. And Abraham, amen, knew that Lot was in that town. You know, he was in those cities, but the position is God allowed the prayers of Abraham to save Lot's family. We're talking about intercession. Noah and Lot, if you look at these areas, look at these two men here, amen, Lot's time, amen, it seemed as though in the days of Noah, the Bible said men's minds was continually wicked. They constantly wasn't thinking on God at all. It was a time of idol worship. It was a time of selfishness. It was a time of me, myself, and I. Amen. And God repented that he made man. God repented that he made man because there was so much evil going on. And God said in Genesis 6:5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continuously. Amen. Everything that a man was constantly involved in, amen, started with the mind. God saw his mind. Amen. You might not think God look at your mind. You might not think he look at your thoughts. He knows. Amen. His imagination of the thoughts of his heart. His heart was only evil continuously. His heart. Amen. You think having a good heart is not important? It's very important. It's Amen. God used Noah, and Noah saved his family. Having a good heart and talking to God, God used Noah, and God, through Noah, saved his family. He saved his family. Amen. Now, we find Lot. Amen. God came in, and the angel came through and was talking, and he told Abraham where he was going. Amen. And Abraham said, Lord, if you find 10. Amen. We're going to pick this up in Genesis. Amen. And the 18th chapter of Genesis. Amen. And we find here that, and we just want to pick it up, just a portion of it. And the conversation between Abraham, amen, and the angels, amen. And God told Abraham what he was going to do, amen. And here, the 20th verse of the Genesis 18 chapter. Peradventure, therefore, shall like five of the 50 righteous, wilt thou destroy all the cities for lack of five? And he said, if I find there 40 and five, I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him yet again and said, peradventure, that thou shalt find 40 there. And he said, yes, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure, there be 30 to be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30. And he goes on in the conversation with the Lord, amen, and the angel of the Lord. And in the last verse, he said, 33rd verse of the 18th chapter, and the Lord went his way, and soon as he had left communion with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place. And before that, he said, peradventure, if 10 shall be found, he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. Amen. Now, the issue is here, amen, Abraham was praying. Prayer is a conversation with God. It's a conversation with God. It's a conversation with God whereby, amen, you're discussing. God let him know. And this is very important. Amen. The Lord let you know, amen, about things that would happen to your loved ones or would happen to something would affect you in your life. Amen. And when Jesus was praying and interceding for the world, amen, he began to pray, amen, in St. John, the 17th chapter. Amen. He said, I have given them thy word. 14th verse, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray that thou should take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is true. Jesus was making a great intercession of prayer. Amen. The 17th chapter of St. John, amen, and he began to intercede for the believers, those that accepted him as their Lord and Savior, amen. So here we go. The families, the intercession prayer, the prayer that you've been praying for your family, your cousin, your relatives, amen, even though they're not saved, even though they maybe not be seeking God, amen, it's very important. Amen. Don't get discouraged about what you see and hear all over the land, what's going on all over the land, what's happening in the community. Amen. What's happening on your job, what the president is doing. Amen. What the economy is doing. Amen. Your prayer is very effective. Amen. God hears you. You walk upright. Amen. And keep his commandments. He hears you. It's documented proof all through the Bible. Amen. It's documented proof. Amen. Because we believe the Bible. We believe in the word of God that is true. It's pure words. Amen. It's pure writing. Amen. God gave it holy men to write. Amen. Those men wrote and the Holy Spirit led them to write. Amen. So what is written in the Word of God is so effective and is so essential to us, we have to practice it. We have to practice it. Amen. Prayers were made, amen, not only for the saints, but made for the church. And prayers are made for the church. So your intercessory prayer, amen, is important. We can pray, amen, the prophet Isaiah, in Isaiah 53 and 12, he prays, therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the portion with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and I will number with the transgression, and he will bore the sins of many, and make intercession for the transgressors. Amen. We have to pray for those that we know that just in the Lord and they just started out. Amen. Luke 22 and 32 said, but I have prayed for you that your faith should not faint. And when you have returned to me, return, strengthen your brother. Amen. You pray for your enemies. Pray for your enemies. Amen. Luke 23 and 34. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And they divided his garments and cast lots. John 11:22. But even now I know that whatsoever you ask of God, God will give you. Amen. Jesus prayed in St. John 14 and 16 for the church. And he said, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, helper that I may abide with you forever. Amen. St. John 17 and 9. He said, I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. Amen. For salvation, Hebrews 7 and 25. Therefore, he is also able to save to the utmost those who come to God through him, since he always lived to make intercession for them. So it's so important, amen, that we intercede and pray, amen. You walking up right and you talking right, amen. You can pray for your family. And this is a time, the same with Noah and Lot. The Bible said with so much wickedness in the time of Noah, and so much wicked living in the time of Lot, amen. And when we get involved, amen, in a situation, you know your family and your homes are effective, amen. You got power on your hands, amen. You have the authority, amen, to pray. Abraham prayed for Lot, amen, and saved Lot and his family, amen. Noah, amen. He followed with God's instructions and saved his family. Amen. And we continue to go on through the Bible. Amen. You can recall, those of you that know very Bible studious individuals, I know we have, amen, on this program. Amen. So don't be discouraged by what you see, what you hear about what's happening to your family, what's happening. Amen. To your relatives and cousins. Amen. You constantly intercede. Joshua said, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. So you have a mandate. You have a responsibility. Amen. Because you can save people's lives by interceding in prayer. Amen. Prayer is what Jesus did. He's sitting on the right hand now of God in heaven. He's making intercession for us. Amen. So the mantle is passed down to all those that in Christ. Amen. Don't let the enemy give you to being discouraged and upset about the wickedness of the time or the wickedness of people, how people are living. It just lets you know, amen, that let them know, say, if you don't believe the Bible, amen, let me show you some things that are happening. Amen. And this lets you know the Bible is true. By the way people are living, about the things that they are doing. Amen. But God is still able. He'll give you instruction. Amen. If you stand in a gap, amen, you stand, amen, and plead for God and keep walking upright. Amen. Living right. Amen. And your heart is clean. Amen. You can turn things around that people would never know. Amen. You can help families come back together. And God loved families. He created families. Amen. So you can see by the Lot saved his family. Amen. They was involved in the community and things. They see Lot saved his family. Amen. Noah worked all those years. Amen. Was able to save his whole family. Amen. So intercessory prayer, interceding for others in these times still work. It still work. Amen. Regardless of what's going on, amen, you can pray people out of hell. Amen. You can pray people, amen, out of the situation that they're in. Amen. Abraham did it for Lot. Amen. And you have a conversation with God. Amen. It's a beautiful thing. You can't pay God. Amen. You can't pay him. He owns everything. Amen. He owns the world, the trees, the gold, the silver, people, you, life. Amen. But he loved for you to communicate and be involved. He loved to be involved to defeat the enemy. Amen. To use his creations. All right. We're here and we are always open, amen, to comments and dreams and vision. That's why we come together, amen, that we can discuss things. Amen. So much noise and false prophets out there today and false teachers. Same way in the time of Jesus. It started in the garden. All that false information, disinformation, lying started in the garden. So it's good that we can come together. Jesus said, when two or three come together in his name, there he be in the midst. All right, we're going to open up the phone lines. Amen. I'm going into the studio. We thank God for all of you that's in the studio. Amen. And we're those of you that for the first time, amen, you can push one on your phone. You can dial 1-855-236-2252, 1-347-215-8816. 215-8816. Push one on your phone and amen. And just press one on your phone. Amen. If you have any comments, I'll give out your area code and your last four digits. Amen. All right, we're at 954-4427. Last four digits, 4427. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. Good evening. always great to be on the call, on the broadcast. Great subject tonight. You know, in the Word of God, we see that man in his early days, at the beginning of man, when it was building the Tower of Babel, mm-hmm. man was at that time doing every conceivable thing that he could think of. Mm-hmm. And you talk about Lot, there it was again. Man's imagination was just running away with him. He was so calm-minded about everything. You know, today, we have so many conveniences at our fingertips. And these conveniences get us distracted away from the Word of God. Now, even today, with any convenience you get, these phones, these cell phones we have and stuff, they come with instructions. Every creator that invents something or creates something, they write out some instructions how to get the best use out of what they have created. Mm-hmm. Now, if you read the instruction, you'll get the maximum use out of whatever was created. A lot of us got cell phones and don't know all. We're not using all the benefits of the cell phone because we threw the instructions away the day we got the phone. Mm-hmm. Now, The same thing is with the Bible. The Bible is God's instruction manual on how to live this life here on earth. The problem with most believers is they get just enough to know God, but they don't go in there and fully stay in it so they can get daily instructions on how to live this life. So the enemy come along with these distractions, and the distraction keeps us away from the Word of God. And what we begin to be so close-minded, we start doing everything imaginable again. And now we look to this day and time now, and we see where man, again, is doing everything imaginable because he's not paying attention to the instructions of life manual, instruction manual, which is the Bible. So we see all type of things. Mostly the enemy has so many things that keep us distracted because we are a generation that want everything instant. We don't want to wait and be patient on anything. We want everything right away. We don't want to get up and turn off the lights anymore. We want to tell Alexa to turn out the lights. We want to tell Alexa to turn on the sprinkler, to water the lawn. We want all the conveniences, and what happened, these conveniences are getting us away in that we don't want to look at life instruction manual anymore. We're so caught up with all the conveniences. But the only way that we can live in this life and not get caught up and doing whatever carnal minded things that the enemy gives us or place in our mind is we got to stay in the instruction manual, which is the Word of God. And getting it coming in once a week on Sunday, and even on Sunday, many people are not fully paying attention to what's being spoken from the pulpit. So without getting into the life instruction manual of the Bible and staying in there and understanding how to live this life, you'll constantly be carnal minded, and you'll find yourself doing everything imaginable, like the people in the biblical days just got so far away from God that now the enemy, you are entertaining all types of thoughts of your own.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's very good, very good. Amen. We are in those days. Amen. Plus we have, amen, not only false information, but they have an instrument to push that false information out there. Amen. So we're in those days. Amen. So people don't be discouraged, amen, by what they see and hear. Amen. Let's stay with God. All right. We thank God as always. Amen. We're on our way. We're in the studio. Those that's coming in and those of you talking about the days of Lot, amen, how the life was going, how things was involved. But Abraham prayed for Lot. He talked to God for Lot. Amen. And God saved not only Lot, but and his family. He followed instruction. He followed instructions. Amen. And God made a move. He made a move. But it was because of Abraham. Abraham, amen. You know that someone you know is walking upright, living right. Amen. And they've been probably in some bad environment. Bad situations that are happening. Amen. You know that God can change things. God can change things. Amen. All right, we can press 1 on your phone. Amen. Somebody might have a testimony. Amen. A comment, a vision, a dream. Now, God interceded for your life and gave you instructions. You prayed somebody and you prayed them through. You pray them through. You don't have to tell them, amen, that you're praying for them. God told Abraham, and Abraham was way off from Lot. Amen. He didn't send a telegraph or email or cell phone. And Lot, I'm praying for you to get out of there. Pack your bags. No. God worked with him, and God sent someone to work and to draw them out. God can use people. Amen. So don't worry about being in control of every circumstances, of everything involved. Amen. God used people. Use things. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. Amen. We're in the studio now, and we're talking about the days of Lot. We're dealing with intercessory prayer. We're talking, amen, how God saved Lot's family. Amen. How God saved Noah's family. Amen. Because the Bible said in the days of Noah and Lot, the end time. These are end time signs. These are end times evidence. People that don't believe the Bible, amen. They don't want to go to church, amen. They don't believe in people praying for somebody, but God prayed them out. And it's just the blindness of the devil, amen. You got to thank God you have somebody in your family that's prayerful. Being righteous with God means something. Need more than money. Need more than money. More than what you can expect. Many have prayed for others. Pastors and ministers know. Prayer warriors know. Amen. Praying in prayer band. Amen. Praying for their cousin, their uncle, their wife, their family. Intercessory prayer works. And even the worst time it is today, don't stop praying. All right, we don't want to take up all the time for, amen, your comments. That's why we're here, amen, to encourage one another, to help one another, amen. Let you know prayer still works. What you say, what you mean to God still works. He still hears your prayer. He's still here. He's still working it out. He's working it out, amen. Thank God you know somebody that know you, that's saved. Amen. You can call and say, oh, pray for me. That's great. Amen. But God can put somebody on your heart. Don't stop praying for them. Don't stop praying for them. Amen. It's a reason. You're interceding. You're standing in the gap for them. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. You can dial 1-855-236-2252. 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Talking about, amen, Lot, the days of Lot. The days of Lot. And Jesus said, we're talking about the end time. Amen. Jesus said about walls and rumors of walls. But there are some things we overlook. Amen. God has given us not only the insight of what's happening in the natural, but he also given us, amen, deeply, you look at it, how he delivers. He still can deliver. He still can bring out families. Amen. Noah family. Noah stayed continually, amen, working with God, with God instructions, and save his whole family. Amen. All right, you can push 1 on your phone in the studio. Those that come in for the first time, amen, the first time through this broadcast, we're here to uplift one another, amen, encourage one another. We're not here to fight or discourage each other, amen. We can't give you any grade, amen, or any certificate, amen, but we're praying that your inner man, amen, we are body, soul, and spirit. Amen. And one day we'll be able to come to the understanding that this natural man, amen, a lot of times it bothers you. Amen. Paul said in Romans 7, Paul said he found out, amen, that he was warring, that he had a warfare with itself. Amen. And itself would pick up things. The world would dictate to yourself about, worry about this, worry about that. And you find out, amen. You don't need to worry about it. You just need to pray about it. Just pray about it. Amen. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. Amen. And we're, our technician will put you in. Amen. And give you time to express yourself. Those that are new in Christ, thank God for you. You've being here. Amen. In the broadcast. Amen. God has led you here. Amen. You can always go back to your computer. Amen. After the broadcast and type in. Amen. blogtalkradio.com and tap in Bishop Poole, Doctrine of Truth. Amen. The whole program over the years will come up, all different type of programs and subjects we have. Amen. Not only that, but you can share it with others. You can share it with others. Amen. We endeavor is to involve in some type of subject. Amen. As God lead us to be, help strengthen you. Amen. You'll be able to talk on some things. It's not too personal. Amen. And you have 4, 5, 8, 9, 10 people, amen, or more, amen, give their insight on that. And it would help you. Jesus said, in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, let my word be established. All right? All right, here we are. We are, you can press 1 on your phone. Amen. Our technician will put you in. Amen. We're talking about Lot here, and as we're waiting, amen, we're in the last portion of the broadcast. Amen. Going down to the area, we get always get close to prayer. We like to pray for our listeners, and we're putting their families for God in this broadcast, because we're interceding. We want to intercede for families. Amen. It's good to know that you have somebody in your family that's really dedicated. It's really dedicated to Christ. Amen. And you sold out. Amen. A prayer warrior. A warrior. Amen. Because this world is about spiritual warfare. Amen. On the surface, it looks like it's natural man fighting against man, but you know, it's a spiritual fight, a spiritual warfare that's going on. Amen. In the atmosphere. So that was happening in the days of Lot, in the days of Noah. Amen. Lot. Amen. Abraham, nephew. And Abraham, amen, talk with God about God. Amen. And discuss things. Amen. It's good to reason. God says, in Isaiah 118, he said, come now, let us reason together. Amen. You talk with him. He loves to talk with you. That's why men had vocal cords. Amen. We have vocal cords, maybe they, amen, to talk with God, to pray, to intercede. Amen. Jesus is a prime example. Amen. He showed us how to navigate through this world. All right? All right, you can press 1 on your phone. We're getting close to prayer time. We want to always like to hear from you and you and you. Amen. Give people a chance to share in the conversation. Amen. That you... what view that you have, what view that you have, amen, on this subject, what view that you have, amen. All right, look like we're back at 954-4427.
Yes, sir, I want to know, you were talking about that prayer, and, you know, I know that early in your walk, in your spiritual walk, I don't think you really grasp the how powerful and how meaningful it is to pray for someone. But mm-hmm. I've learned that as I got older, I began to, and had my own personal experiences, I began to think about the fact that somebody was praying for me when I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And I was younger. And after you go through some experience and you mature a little bit in the word, you start understanding that you too now, because there are many that don't know, you, which in your spiritual growth, now it's time for you to start interceding, interceding on your family, for your family, but just praying for other people, because you know that God loves it when we pray for one another. Mm-hmm. And that's the most powerful praying you can do, is denying yourself and praying for someone else. And I think that it takes time and a few experiences in life before you mature to the point where you understand how important that is, that you intercede for others. It's not so much about you, but are you willing to intercede for other people? Many a times you might look at your family and see the generational curses that's in your family. And if one family member just stand in the gap and make the sacrifice, they can break a generational curse over their family. But nothing's more powerful than praying for someone else. And that's the thing that we need to, as believers, need to come to an understanding about and begin to do that. You know, just don't say, I'm going to pray for someone. Actually do it. You know, a lot of times if we don't wait until nighttime to pray, we could pray more for people. You know, you tell someone, I'm going to be praying for you, but then as soon as you go over to your car and get in your car, say a prayer right then for them. Because if you wait later in the evening when it's time for you to retire and go to bed, you're more than likely you'll forget to pray for them. You just might forget about it. But if you do it right then, prayers don't have to all the time be lengthy, but they have to be meaningful. You have to really put your heart in. And if you're sincerely praying for people, it doesn't matter how much time you're spending doing it, as long as you're praying for them. But we have to learn how to pray for others and make that sacrifice. You know, this God will take care of you, but are you willing to make a sacrifice and pray for others? That's the thing that we need to get in us.
All right. Very good. Once you come to the importance, amen, Abraham prayed for Lot, amen, and saved his whole family, amen. And as also, amen, Jesus prayed so, amen, the model prayer, Jesus prayed, but our prayer, the virtue of God, the presence of God, amen, builds up on the person. From a pastor, minister point of view, amen, experiencing, you know, going to pray for others and talk to God for others, he become present. The Holy Spirit become present, amen, like some people experience God in the church services or in meetings where they really put their mind and heart on God, and they begin to feel such a great, amen, presence of God, amen. That's confirmation to you, not only you, but it builds up in you that you can pray and reach out to others, amen. Personally, that goes into prayer. That goes to give you a little insight, secret on prayer, amen. The more you pray, amen, little cliche going around, much prayer, much power, little prayer, little power. Amen. So you lay hands on the sick, lay hands on yourself. Amen. Because God's presence of God. Amen. You begin to enjoy. And, all right, we're going to begin there. I guess another 3 or 4 callers, then we're going to get ready to go into prayer. Because we're here to pray for others, amen, interceding for others. Mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, the Bible says, let my word be established. Amen. We're all coming together with like mind. Amen. It doesn't matter how wicked the world is. We have to put this in. It doesn't matter how wicked. God, Noah was the same man. God dealt with him and worked with him and gave him a work to do. As long as Noah worked and worked, he saved. Amen. God, Abraham, amen, did what God told him to do. He kept his heart straight. And God used Abraham to intercede for others. Amen. Not only Lot, but God made him promises. This is where tithes come from. Amen. That's one of the greatest, not only fundraiser, but one of the great insurance policies. Amen. Against evil. Amen. Supporting God's work, and God will help you. Amen. The enemy always fights. Anything that, like I said, in the Garden of Eden, bad information started out. In the Garden of Eden, anything that's going to support and help you spiritually and physically, and when your mind begin to talk against it and fight against it, amen, you should examine. You should examine the pros and cons. Amen. What's important about this, and if it's not wrong, and on the left-hand side weighs out more wrong than on the right-hand side, amen, that's garbage. Throw it out. Amen. It's holding you down. It's holding you back. And you can imagine Lot went outside, amen. Solomon sat outside. Thing was so bad. Amen. Bummed on his mind, his environment. Amen. He had to just get out of the environment because it affected his mind. Amen. And it's important to keep your mind clear and your heart clear that you can reach out to others. You can pray for others. That means a lot. It means, amen, more than money. Amen. Because you can pray money to you. Amen. You don't have to give. You can pray and ask God. And God always, always helps his people. He always helps his people. Amen. That's a whole big study. Amen. You look from the beginning of time. God always helps his people. Amen. They try to narrow God down just to finance and currency. God greater than that. Amen. He makes the plant that makes the currency. Amen. He's bigger than that. He's bigger than that. Amen. When you can reach in, when God can reach in and lead your child out of the drug house, out of prostitution, and homosexual, and lesbian, and gambling, and corrupt groups of gang leaders, and amen, and corruption, God can reach in there and show them a way to get out of that. That's more than money. That's more than currency. Amen. And the Lord God, amen, he given this church this power. He given his saints that power. Amen. You can get up 3 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock at night. Amen. Anytime, like the minister was saying, that anytime if something fall on your mind about something, pray about it. Because he wants you to intercede. God wants to use you. God wants to use you. There's not much said about God using prayer warriors. Amen. The enemy just wants you to focus on the television and the radio type things and movie stars. No, 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 no. Prayer warriors keep this thing going. Prayer. Jesus interceding. Jesus interceding. Because God's power is using people. And using people. All right. All right, and then I don't want to take up all the time. Amen. We can take 2 more callers. Amen. Before we go into prayer. Before we go into prayer. Amen. Thank God for all of you that's here. Amen. We're praying for the families in this intercessory study here. The family. Amen. Paul told the jailer. Amen. He be baptized. Him and his whole house can be saved. Joshua said, for me and my house. So God concerned about your home. You can pray your lost child, your lost wife, your lost husband. Amen. Your lost uncle, aunt. Pray for them. Pray for them. Doesn't matter what they're involved in. Sin is sin. Amen. Doesn't matter what level they're involved in sin. Amen. Amen. God can pray them out. You can stand in the session. Amen. You can pray them out. All right, our time is about to leave us. Amen. If you have a comment, a question, amen, you can press 1 on your phone. Amen. Those that already dialed in, amen, you can press 1 on your phone. You can listen, amen, to the broadcast, amen, later on. You can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. www.jciministries.org. intercessory prayer, interceding for the lost. Amen. Even in these dangerous times, these wicked times, amen, prayer still works. Amen. There are, we pray, amen. The people are praying and seeking there. They are in the enemy, amen, is always praying against. All right, with area code 305-4271. Area code 305.
God bless you, Bishop.
Bless you, Doctor.
Yeah, good to hear you one more time. Very briefly, you know, I'm thinking about the days of Lot, you know, is a repeat. Today, it's a repeat of what happened back then. You know, I didn't think of it like this, but you know, it was a sexual breakdown. You know, Noah, you know, men, what it say, renowned men, they took women. They did what they want to do. Even spirits, you know, all that kind of thing. But it's all breaking the laws of God. And Noah, as I was saying, they just took women and did what they wanted to do. And that's what God said. He just ain't no good. He repented for making a man. And so when it came down to Lot, It was men with men. You see what I'm saying? It's just a spiritual breakdown when it come down to the what God said. Even today, it's the same thing. You see, people don't believe God. They lift up they lift plots against God. Even today, you see, homosexual is just running rampant. The web is dangerous because of this, men after men. And God just going to destroy the world because of these things. So that I kind of looking at there, you know, people, not even children, they says to parents, they what they call them, down low kids. They don't know which way they want to go. But men with boys, and the same boys with girls, it just trouble. Even in the church, you see what I'm saying? People won't keep their. It's an adulterous generation. So I'm just looking at how God said that if you repent, you understand, and call on His name, He'll save you. So it's just a whole lot going on, Bishop. But I'm so glad you brought the issue up because people don't want to talk about it. Everybody seems like they just want to do their own thing. But
oh,
God,
you have to pray.
Yeah,
pray for the families. Go ahead, pray for the families.
Yeah, Father, we thank you so much for your great love that you have for us. We thank you for your saving power. We thank you, God, for calling us out, amen, and keeping us. Even when we don't do wrong, God, you live inside of us, and you cause us, God, to stand today. We thank you for Bishop and all those that are listening today. We just bless you for your favor towards us. In Jesus' precious name, we give you the glory. Amen.
All right. All right. One quick prayer. If anybody have another quick prayer, amen. It's real quick. Go ahead.
Lord God, help us just intercede for one another and be sincere in our prayers. Deny ourselves, Lord God, and give you the honor and glory. And stand for our brothers and sisters in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
God bless you until we meet again. Remember, intercessory prayer works. Amen. God, save us and help us amen, that we can help our families and help our homes. Amen. Don't be discouraged by what you see or hear. God's still living. He's still alive and not dead. God bless you. Till next time, amen. Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. Pray for us. Thank you.